you can refresh your posture. We're going to enter into this practice with a full recognition that the form of the divine that we're summoning is an archetypal form that exists in consciousness and can appear whether as a vision or as a pure feeling or simply as an energy or as a very subtle sense of presence. He has countless ways of appearing and being, and we're just going to allow him to decide how he's going to be with you, because he is going to be with you. In the story of the Ras Lila, his dance in the forest with the milkmaids, you see in all the pictures a circle of young women with their hair flying and their saris flying. In the middle of the circle is Krishna, this beautiful boy playing his flute, blue with a peacock feather in his hair, yellow silk robes around his waist. And you see that dancing in the circle with every one of the girls is another form of Krishna. So Krishna has appeared as the lover of every one of the milkmaids as they dance in a circle, as he stands alone in the middle of the circle playing his flute. He also appears uniquely to each gopi. So find yourself on a moonlit night sitting in the forest grove of Vrindavan with the soft river, dark moonlit river flowing past the grove. This grove of Vrindavan exists in a subtle plane. It's eternally present in the subtle planes of consciousness. And there in the very center of the grove, you see Krishna. You see his blue form, his dark curly hair, his large lustrous eyes. His mouth is full and red and smiling. His teeth are literally pearly white. He's a youth, an exquisitely beautiful young man, and his face is smiling. His lips are curved in a smile that's at once mischievous and adoring. And as you look at him, you feel yourself irresistibly drawn. How are you drawn to Krishna? Do you look into his eyes? Does he embrace you? Do you feel that his heart reaches out to yours? This subtle form of the dark blue Lord, the heart-melting, heart-ravishing form of Krishna. Maybe dancing, maybe standing in this spot, maybe sitting with you, may have evaporated into a subtle mist. But what you begin to realize is that as you sit or stand with him in the grove, his essence is flowing into you with your breath. As you inhale, you draw in the form of Krishna as a subtle blue mist that flows into your heart and fills your body. He remains standing before you with his mischievous smile, his radiant dark blue form. And yet with every breath, his essence is flowing into you. is flowing into your heart, is flowing through your body. There's no way you're supposed to feel, and there's nothing you need to do. You simply need to allow the playful divine lover, the Lord as erotic playmate, to breathe his love into your being, into your heart, for no reason except that this is your essence. Effortlessly, you allow Krishna to send his loving Shakti in through your heart with every inhalation and to flow through your body with every exhalation. If your thoughts are distracted, just let them be as they are. Recognize that with every breath, whether you know it or not, whether you're aware of it or not, the infinite love of Krishna is being drawn into your body. It's flowing through your body. And as it does, as you breathe in Krishna's unique radiance, you allow it to steal your worries, to rob you of your fears. To completely fill you with his divine confidence that who you are is enough. Because who you are in every moment, despite how things may appear, who you are is love itself. And you may find that Krishna is changing form, taking the form of the divine lover who is more familiar to you. But know that the lovers who hold your heart hold your heart because of the love of Krishna. even though the divine comes into the world whenever we call for him or for her, even though the divine is present whenever we ask that he be present, there's also a form in which the divine lover calls you. And right now, as you meditate in the presence of Krishna, consider yourself called by the divine lover. And let yourself feel how all the loves you've ever experienced are fulfilled as you allow yourself to breathe in the essence of Krishna's bliss and breathe it through your body. And relax into yourself with the awareness that he's always present, that he's always loving you. That however things may seem at any given moment, the divine lover is always there. Sit in meditation, let yourself breathe in the love of Krishna, breathe it through your body. Have a beautiful evening, a beautiful week. Let yourself accept the presence of the Divine Masculine as your lover, whether you're a woman or a man. He holds the love that melts our hearts. Namaste. With love. Good night.